for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Randy Macho Man Savage, or Macho Man Randy Savage here.
Ooh, yeah. Macho Man in the house. Thank you very much.
Be a Man is the name of his new CD. He's here to plug. We're going to hear something off of that new CD. I had no idea that the Macho Man did things outside the wrestling ring. I didn't know you laid down music.
That's right. As of lately here, 10 days ago, just hit the stores. Nationwide, getting ready to go worldwide. First CD, debut CD. Thank you very much.
What took you so long to put a CD out, Macho Man?
Oh, let's see. I've been out looking for women. No, I've been busy doing other things, other projects, and love music all my life. And I just got the opportunity with Big Three Records to do this, and I jumped on it with all 4 feet.
Well, I haven't heard it yet. I imagine it's Baroque. Maybe chamber music, Drew? What do you imagine? What do you think?
Yeah, I think Vivaldi's...
Is this a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is the intro to his single.
Some hardcore rock and roll. punk.
I had a lot of Macho Man thoughts today, by the way.
I beg your pardon?
I always called you Randy Macho Man Savage, not Macho Man Randy Savage. But do you mind?
Either or. Yeah, I'm not going to... You know, getting a tussle about it.
If you got a beef with me, you talk to Drew. Remember
that.
Okay. Always remember that.
Okay, I'll always remember. I'm going to write that down right now.
10-year spokesman for Slim Jim, by the way, which seems nice. If you would have asked me, I would have said...
2 years.
Three and a half. I would have said four just on the outside. 10 years. That's
which amazing. Is longer than any relationship I've ever had with a woman.
Yeah. See that.
Which I don't know what that means.
But it's a little symbolic. But
it's just symbolic. The Giant Slim.
Winning 6 World Heavyweight Championships and many other titles. Been wrestling professionally for how long?
Oh,
1975?
Man. Yeah. Wow. That's when I stopped playing professional baseball right then, and I got into wrestling.
Yep. You're playing baseball?
Yep. Minor league baseball. Never made the majors with the Cardinals, the Reds, and the White Sox right out of high school.
Wow. What position you play, Macho Man?
I was a catcher, but don't say anything about that. That's not symbolic, is it? Or what?
Slim Jim catcher.
Wow.
I know.
And how big, where was, wrestling, if you put it on a chart or a graph, it was like probably very high. In the 50s and maybe early 60s, and then starting to head down.
It was the Freddie Blassie era.
Blassie.
Right, yeah. There you go.
And as you entered in 1975, where would it have been?
Well, let's just say that I was bouncing around the minor leagues of baseball and then started bouncing around the minor leagues of wrestling, paying my dues.
But
it was all good, though.
But the wrestling industry itself just took off.
It really took off in 1984 with WrestleMania 1.
That was the first WrestleMania.
That was the first WrestleMania. That's when Vince McMahon rolled those dice, and it worked. It stopped becoming a territorial thing, and started going worldwide.
Right. It wasn't it was if they created a national league instead of much like this country. You know what I'm saying, Drew? Wait, that was the Civil War, 1984.
That was the Civil
reason
War.
I'm smiling. I had a sociology class in college. It's 1970s, and I had to go do field work, and I studied this little old man, this little immigrant from Germany. He was a World War I veteran. And he was like 88 years old, and he's sitting in Northampton, Massachusetts, this little apartment in the back of somebody's house, and he would sit and watch wrestling all day and yell at the TV and want me to sort of engage with
it. With a thick German accent?
Yes, and was thoroughly convinced that every single word was, categorically real and
how
these are
dare
real people.
You, Drew? What do you mean?
I'm not saying.
Go, what do you mean?
At the very least, there's theater involved, right?
Yeah.
Are you trying to say I didn't win those?
No, I didn't
titles?
Say that. I did not say that. No, nor that didn't hurt.
Belt?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
But I'm saying the theater piece it completely missed him. He didn't get any theater at all.
You know, it's still hard to convince people that it is entertainment right now. That you can say it any number of ways. From A to Z, and some people still really believe it. So those are your true core wrestling fans. But they just like watching a movie, getting lost in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
exactly what he was doing.
We're all getting lost in everything, If you sort of think about pornography, movies, sports, to a certain extent. Yes, your team wins and they legitimately win and they compete. But what did they win?
Yeah.
I pull for different people in pornography.
Yeah, you know? I got a couple of fans.
Adam pulls, too.
I'm a Ron Jeremy fan. Right. I've done a lot of pulling to Peter North. I'm a big fan. Right. Big fan. You know what I want to ask you? And I can't remember if it was you, and I was trying to think of who it was. Who was that wrestler like 10 years ago whacked John Stossel in the side of the head?
That was Dr. Death Steve, David Schultz. Dr. Death Steve, David Schultz, right. He hit him with an open hand slap. Two of them, actually.
Popped his eardrum.
Right, $400,000 lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Big money. Yeah,
in an interview or something?
On 2020, he was saying that the wrestling was, like theatrical. And that was back in the day where you would fight. And my dad was a wrestler. So I grew up with that mentality that if somebody said wrestling was not real, the fight was on.
Right.
In the middle of class, you know what I mean? I was always in the principal's office or whatever, But that was the M.O. there.
Now I saw Adam went to wrestling school in one of the mansions. And he
really?
Got, and they got
yeah.
hurt. There's no
well,
fool
Jimmy
around.
Got hurt.
It's tough. There's no doubt about it. It's ridiculously tough.
Well, listen, any way you look at it, you're either upside down over the turnbuckles or you're not. Whether it's intentional or not, you're still upside down and you're still over the turnbuckles. I'll tell you the part about wrestling they don't talk about. The B.O. And I'm serious, because if you think about most of the holds and most of the things that involve wrestling, they involve arm. First off, 300-pound-plus guys, and that's a lot of flesh in about the bicep, tricep, and armpit and lat area.
And again, they're not waltzing. They've been working.
Yeah. No, they didn't just step out of the sauna or shower. I mean, these guys have worked up a lather. Some of these, especially you got your Middle Eastern, you got a lot of dicey breeds in there. I mean, I don't have to specifically point them out. And next thing you know, you're in the pit. And once your head is under the guy's armpit, the guy's funk rubs off on your head. And once his funk gets into your hair, that's it. That's you.
That's funny you say that, because some wrestlers, they think they're doing you a favor by not taking a shower after their match and jumping in the car with you. It's kind of like, no, dude. let's take that extra 30 minutes and use that soap a little bit before you get in a small area with us.
Yeah, somebody else's funk on you is really, really weird. And when we went to this wrestling camp, 300-pound hillbilly guy just covered with hair and
stink. See, that part's not staged right there.
Yeah, not the funk part. Yeah. All right.
Jimmy got his.
Jimmy got flipped over and knocked the wind out of him. That was good times. Hey, got to be an athlete to get in that ring, Drew. No kidding.
Totally.
Are you calling out? Now, I hear you're calling out the Hulk or the Hulkster.
Absolutely.
Now, why the Hulk?
Just because a situation developed where he was disrespecting me and my family over the airwaves.
Really?
Yeah. Where I come from, where most people come from, if you got a problem with somebody, you pull them to the side and, just discuss whatever it is, and you can agree to disagree or whatever, over an adult beverage,
Sure.
Or whatever, Or just don't talk to him anymore or whatever, but he started this slander campaign and actually called my dad on the phone and threatened him,
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why is he going after you?
Well, I have no idea. You got to ask him on that. But, he's just kind of used to being this character, Hulkamaniac, It's kind of like when the character overwhelms the person and then they lose they forget that the person, they're just playing a part.
Wow.
What I mean? You know, just like the Matrix is not the Matrix,
Now, this is what always happens with guys who play cops on TV. Like, one minute you're some short, fat putz, the next minute you're on the Shield and you're playing the commish or something. You're some tough guy. And then you're talking to Michael Chiklis, and they're going, "Whoa, Michael, don't hurt me, buddy." It's like, "Hey, it's a short, fat guy. He's not actually a tough Chicago cop." You understand?
Abuse of power,
I think celebrities get into this all the time. You play tough guy enough in a movie, eventually you'll just walk around like you're that way, right?
I guess. Yeah, you're right.
All right. But, Drew, you play a pussy on the radio, so you don't have to worry about that.
I haven't realized that.
And he walks out of here, and he's a big, tough stud.
Big foot.
Right.
No, he's a lot of man, that Drew. But uncoordinated as the day is long.
No.
Yeah, doesn't move right.
He couldn't wrestle.
Couldn't wrestle. Not coordinated, not graceful. Not fluid. No fluidity.
Oh, come on.
No fluidity, Drew. I've seen you on the baseball diamond. What's your sport, buddy?
You're being defensive.
Football.
Yeah. All right, it's a big man. Played 8.5-man football at the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 8.5-man.
But we hit.
I thought I knew a lot about everything.
No, you don't know Drew. He's like a package you don't want to unwrap. You don't want to know what's in it.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Please. All right, we're going to hear something off the new CD called Be a Man. We'll take a few phone calls first. Let's talk to Jesse, who's 23. Jesse?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I have a doozy for you guys.
Hold on a second. Let me just, I was just thinking about something when I was looking at your car walking in here, Drew. Yeah. And don't worry, we got a doozy from Jesse coming up in a second. But here's how you know Drew's a puss. Drew's one of these guys.
That's great.
You see? Likes wrestling talk.
Right.
That's right. I'll take you down, buddy.
I'll take you down, buddy. You're going down.
Drew has a beautiful car, and he ran over a parking block. He didn't run over it, but he got his car caught up. And this happened to me today, by the way, just after I got done fixing my air down.
I'm so angry about
Here's what's going on, Macho Man.
All right.
Cars today are lower and sleeker than they were in the past. It used to be the cars didn't really have air dams on the front. They had a bumper, and then they had a valance that just kind of went under. Nowadays, if you drive a sporty car, it'll have a little bit of an air dam, a little bit of a scoop in the front. Hangs a little lower than it used to. They've not adjusted those concrete parking blocks for this. And what holds those parking blocks in place, there's two holes with two pieces of that steel rebar on each side that they drive in, but they always leave about 3/4 of an inch of it hanging up. As your car drives over it, it sort of catches it, and then as you pull back, it grabs it.
Off your air dam.
Yeah, it's like an arrow. It's like pulling a fish hook out. Yeah. It's got a barb on it, and it grabs it in the other way. Drew has a beautiful $80,000 car. Looks like someone took an M80 to the front end of it now. But I've been looking at it for the last two weeks and realized you haven't even got under there and effed with it, have you?
No, I have.
A man would get some duct tape out. What have you done? Why isn't that duct tape out? Why haven't you got any duct tape out?
Because I'm afraid.
Did you hear that? Macho Man, he's scared.
Secondly, my friend said, let me take a look at it.
Hit him with a chair.
I see a main event coming up
here. That's right.
No holes barred in a steel cage.
That's right.
That'd be funny.
The duct tape warrior.
But you remember you said, let me look at it.
That's right.
I'm going to let it be until Adam has a chance to look at it.
All right, you want me to look at it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm going to bring my duct tape because I had to take some duct tape to my air dam yesterday and then promptly got it caught this morning on the parking block at work.
And you have that goddamn block of cement sitting by your already too narrow driveway.
Oh, true.
Yes.
Don't blame it on me.
Man, did Jesse get your attention or what?
Got us fired up. All right, let's get to Jesse.
Oh,
Macho Man knows more about radio than we do. Jesse?
Yes, I'm still here.
You're 23. What's
up? You got
up?
A doozy, huh?
I'm 22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah, give me some credit.
Well, the screen says you're 223 years old, so I'm not sure which way. I wasn't sure to go right or left on that.
What's going on?
I was wanting to know the significance of the pearl in Cuban men inserted in the penis.
In what kind of men?
Has anybody ever heard of that before?
The pearl.
The pearl. Cuban, like, I guess guys that are born in Cuba have a pearl inserted, like, urinal eye view. If you're looking down, it's probably 1 centimeter to 2 centimeters.
Where did you hear about this?
I saw it on a porn. Can I say the website?
No. What, maybe it was just a guy that the guys get these things.
Yeah, it was a guy
things.
On it. It was a guy
but
on
Jesse,
it.
Jesse, maybe it was just one of these guys that got these things inserted under his skin. People do that. It has nothing to do with being Cuban.
The chick said, I can tell he's a real Cuban because he's got the pearl, and the guy didn't speak a lick of English. And you can see the pearl.
I would conduct myself and assume that everything that's spoken on a porn is absolute accurate.
This might
be a fantasy.
If anybody else had heard of this.
Yeah, well, wait a second. First off,
a cultural thing or something.
Quiet down. Shut up. What are you doing using the metric system for? Girls can barely count the standard numbers. How do you know the metric system?
I'm an EMT student.
Ah. Okay, Drew. What's
I'm
that
stand
for?
EMT?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said EMD.
No.
Okay, so that sounds for electromagnetic tubing?
Yeah.
Maybe you can fix Drew's car.
That's about it.
Okay, so the pearl is inserted where on the penis?
Like if it's a urinal eye view, if you're looking down.
All right,
penis,
stop saying urinal eye view.
Well, that's the only way I can describe it. I'm not a guy.
Well, let's just say you're
it's
looking.
Superior.
One is looking down on their penis.
Looking
where is
down
it?
At your penis, it's probably a centimeter down, right underneath the foreskin behind your head.
So it's just
at the top behind the head.
Yeah, that's where they
just say that. Urinal eye view. Jesus Christ.
This is a buzzkill right here. I don't know.
Jesse, a lot of guys get these sorts of things inserted. We've heard
so
a lot
it's not
of
like a cultural
sideways
no,
sometimes.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't fly in the ring, though. That'll get taken right out.
Get pulled out.
Yeah.
Right? Just to get caught on something.
You never know. Piece of chain link, folding chair.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, you a big gal?
No.
Hmm?
No, not really.
Let me see. What's your weight?
140, 145.
How tall are you?
5'3".
5'3". Let me do the radio math real quick. 140, 145, 5'3". Take care of the baby. Okay, I got 5-1 in 13-16ths, 161. Because see, you know, here's how it goes. Like when you hear that five, when you hear 140 pounds, you got to think 148, 150. When you hear 140, 145, now you shoot up into the 60s. That five counts as like 20, 25 right there. And here's how I figure out the weight of a girl. First, she's smart. I add 20 pounds right there for just being smart. Then she's a student. She's an EMT student. She wants to be an emergency medical technician. I add another 8 to 12 pounds for that. Then she's watching porn. Pow. Put on another 12 to 13 pounds there. And then she uses the metric system, not the standard system. Add another 8 to 10 pounds there.
On the Family Guy tonight, Peter had to go to a reprogramming camp for a female for sexual harassment.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that. Well, I've seen everyone.
I know.
Why do you got to tell me? All right, let's take another call. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, here tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
Charity?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my best friend and my fiancé are screwing around behind my back. At least I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
How
come you think that?
Yeah, well, what makes it behind your back if you know
well,
it's happening?
She's in the room.
They haven't said anything to me about it.
Yeah.
And they act really strange around each other.
Well, of course it's behind her back, Drew. If it's her fiancé and her best friend, whether she's aware of it or not, it's all behind her back. Jesus Christ. Charity.
Well, he's the father of my son, and
that's
I think
perfect.
I'm pregnant again, and I don't know.
That's a brilliant plan you've set forth for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, this Charity is becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, this name.
For you.
Yeah, for you, not for me. I got to pay taxes. All right. So what are you doing, screwball? Why are you going out with this guy? Why are you going to marry him? Why are you pregnant a second time? What happened to you? What's wrong with you?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, let's get to the part where... Why are you having kids? You're 19 years old.
Well, not using protection, I guess.
All right.
Yeah,
hold
well,
on. Let me get my scratch pad. What was her answer, Drew?
I think it was that she was having sex. That's why. That's how it happened.
So I should check the sex box?
Yes, yeah, sex without protection.
I didn't know that.
Equals protection. Kids. Equals
oh,
kids.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Drew's got a book he can show you.
You know, fundamentally sound is a cool thing in anything you're doing, you know.
Speaking of my book, I did the Today Show this morning. My book's
heard going. About that.
Yeah, how'd you hear about it?
Somebody told me you're on the Today Show.
My book's doing much better now, so please.
I heard about it.
I don't know how you heard about it.
There's a buzz on the street. Please. No one cares. All right, Charity.
Yeah.
Maybe we can give a book away with a CD.
Yeah, give that book away with Randy's CD.
That'd be great.
See what happens.
Charity, now what makes you think the guy's cheating on you?
Well, it's the way that they act around each other. Like, when I'm not looking, they'll find some way to maybe hold hands or the way that they'll brush against each other.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, we'll figure this out right now.
Did your dad cheat?
Not that I know of. My dad died a long time ago.
How old were you when he left?
He died when I was 6.
And when he was around, was anything
jealous any, husband
any
shot
problems
him.
With him?
He was very domineering.
Yeah.
All right, how did he die?
He was in a car wreck.
All right, and you don't know if he cheated.
Right.
What about your friend, your female friend? She have ever screwed around, done this with somebody else?
No.
Is that one of your kids?
Do what?
Is that a lap dog or one of your kids?
That's my son.
Really?
Yeah, he's sick.
I thought it was like a shih tzu or something. Okay, and so you don't know if she's never cheated. What about your fiancé? Has he ever cheated?
I think he cheated on his ex-girlfriend.
Okay. He cheated on his ex-girlfriend?
With you?
Yeah.
With you?
No, not with me.
With somebody else. So he cheated on his ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
All right, that gets us a little closer to him cheating now.
Right, because cheaters cheat.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the whole thing. It's all about, you know, it's just like the courts. It's all about priors. You want to know if a guy is, you know, if it's his drugs or his buddy's drugs, just go find out which one has a record for drugs, and that's whose drugs it is. For 99% of the time. You got a guy who cheats, 99% of the time he'll be cheating again if he's in his 20s.
Right,
you know,
same
if,
stage
if
of
he
life.
Gets a little bit older and he gets out of it and he you know, has a brush with death or something like that, then maybe.
One of the ultimate ironies, if a guy cheats on someone else to be with you,
he'll cheat on you,
you're
too.
You're the next in line.
Right.
He's a player.
Yeah.
He's
all
playing.
Right. So, here's what she needs to do. How far along are you? How pregnant are you?
Oh, like a couple of months, maybe.
All right. You give this one up for adoption.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay.
What's
wrong with that?
What's
give
the kid a chance. What's your fiancé do?
He is getting his tech welding license.
Oh, he works around metal. That's a kiss of death for guys. That is albino white trash. That is crazy trash. Because most guys who want to learn how to weld only want to learn how to weld so they can fix the frames on their choppers. Really, it's a biker thing. Welders and bikers, same dudes. All right. That's trouble, Charity. But it doesn't mean he's cheating just because he's hanging around with this girl. And by the way, if he is cheating with her, would he be holding her hand? Or I mean, shouldn't he be pretending like he doesn't know her? I mean, if he really
is... Unless he's a colossal a-hole. Which he sounds like he might be.
He could be remarkably stupid. But let's just say you got your fiance, you got your girl, you got her good friend. You're effing her good friend. Now her good friend comes around. You don't even look up when she walks in the room, right? I mean, you're overcompensating.
We get that this is your MO, Adam.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm reporting to your wife. I'll let her know.
Hey, honey, if you're listening, that's my move. That's what I do.
Self-confession.
That's how I do it.
That's right.
You hear me? All right, Charity.
Like
look, give the kid away for adoption, please. Give the kid a fighting chance. And if you really think your boyfriend's cheating, you can ask him, but you can expect him to lie.
And a little birth control, please.
A little birth control.
Condoms.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. All right, let's hear the song. We got enough time?
No, we're already late.
We're a little late. We're a little late, but we can hear the song. No? All right.
We'll
hear some. We got Macho Man Randy Savage in studio tonight. Got himself a new CD out called Be a Man. We'll hear Cut Off It after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Macho Man, Randy Savage in studio tonight. Be a Man, name of his CD. Kelly Osbourne going to come in here tomorrow night. Remember when she was in here last? I made the announcement that women don't know anything about World War II. And she begged to differ and then went on to mention that she was studying history in class and that they were studying World War II. And then I asked her...
Who were the Axis powers?
Who were the Axis and who were the Allies? Who were the good guys? Who were the bad guys? Didn't know the big two from either side. Wasn't sure if Britain and the United States were good or Germany and Japan were bad. Couldn't put either of the countries together. And then announced it was an unfair question.
And didn't matter.
And it didn't matter. Yeah.
Fifth Amendment.
And that was nothing against Kelly either.
Yes, it
Kelly's
was.
A very smart girl.
No, not that smart.
No, but she's smart. But
not that smart.
But even a smart.
Not so smart.
Yeah.
Not a genius. I mean, look, put it this way. A smarter person wouldn't have made the proclamation that they knew about
or didn't even know who bought it. Wiser.
That's a deal.
Oh, is that wiser?
That's wiser.
That's a wiser person.
I start out by saying I'm a dumb wrestler.
Yeah.
Right. Then everything's going up from there.
That's right. It's all gravy.
That's right.
I wish I had a voice like Randy that nobody could mistake. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, but everyone copies his voice. Everyone in my office. Never do Slim Jim. But that's got to be nice, right?
That's the meal ticket right there, man.
Sure.
Yeah, some people do me better than I do.
I know, but they're still doing him.
Big Tad. Over at Jimmy Kimmel does. Don't take us the wrong way. Marginally better. I mean, you want Randy Macho Man Savage? You can pick Tad. You don't need Randy.
I cost too much. Right? There you go.
Yeah. Now, what is you doing much voiceover work?
I did. Grandpa Space Ghost with Cartoon Network, and I just did the Tarzan 2 coming out with Ralph Garrett and everybody coming. You know, it's going to be out in 2005.
You did voices for that? You were in it.
Yeah, voice. It's a cartoon, whatever.
Voiceover work.
Yeah. doing different voiceovers, but
sweet.
So about me, you know, I was in Spider-Man, right? Bonesaw McGraw.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right,
that's
that wrestling
right.
Scene.
That's right.
The
he was. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
some hair extensions and all that.
Yeah, that was a good gig.
Director Sam Raimi was so cool. He was fun to work for.
He's good people. Yeah. Keep that ass kissing going. You're getting number three, right?
Am I doing good?
You're doing good.
Did I learn it?
Right. I'd like to get in a Spidey 2 myself.
Right.
They had probably already done with it, right?
I could be his dad.
Are they done with Spidey 2?
Okay.
True. All right. Where are we?
I don't know.
All right. Let's take one call, and then we'll hear a song.
Yeah.
Okay. They're probably done with Spider-Man 2 by now, aren't they?
I don't know.
All right. True. Why don't I ask you anything? Mike?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah. Wanted to say you guys rock.
Thanks.
And I wanted to ask the Macho Man a question.
Hey, man. What's up?
I've heard rumors that the WWE is trying to get you back for WrestleMania 20 to wrestle Hogan. You thinking about it?
Oh, that would be so cool. The only way that I would get back into wrestling if it was Hogan, you know, because otherwise I'm not interested. You know what I mean? But if Hogan accepts the challenge, I'm there no matter where it's at.
How about if the honky tonk man called you out?
Not even.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Got the world's smallest hands. He couldn't break it.
Do you know the honky tonk man? There's a fat guy played the guitar. It was like Elvis.
Right.
was a big fat guy in a jumpsuit with a duck ass. He had a great hair down. He played the guitar. I don't even know that he sung. I just love the honky tonk man. And the Iron Sheik's not bad either. He's good people. Is he still around, the Iron Sheik?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They come and they go.
We've been around since 1975.
Well, why do you stay and some come and go?
I don't know what it is. I just...
You're sticking to it. You're staying focused on it, or they're not interested.
Not really, you know. And it's kind of amazing too, because kids come up to me that are 3, 4, 5 years old, and they know the Macho Man Randy Savage. You know what I mean? And I don't want to talk about myself in the third person like Hulk Hogan does, but they come up. But I haven't. Yeah, it's too late. I already did it. Right? Oh man. But there's no way they're gonna remember me from that.
Right.
So maybe whatever. I don't know what it is. You know, just I've been lucky.
Hey,
really lucky,
Mike.
Yeah.
You gonna go to WrestleMania 20?
I'd like to, but I don't think I'm gonna make it. But I do want to say the Honky Tonk Man does suck.
Yeah, okay.
I met him a while ago, and he's not as cool as the Macho Man. Definitely.
How long ago did you meet the Honky Tonk Man? Because he's been out of wrestling for 25 years.
I'm in the business. I work. I wrestle in Arizona, and he was down here for a lame independent show, and he's still wrestling.
Oh, the Honky Tonk Man's still wrestling.
Yeah.
He'd give people the El Kabong with their guitar every once in a while, right?
I got one of those.
You got an El Kabong from the Honky Tonk Man.
He used a real guitar on me.
Oh,
he did the old switcheroony Hogan style.
Okay, he's a banjo.
Now, how much does the Honky Tonk Man weigh, and how old is he?
He's pushing like 60 and weighs a lot. He was drinking beer the whole show, man.
All right. Dad, listen, this is perfect. That's all I need to know.
And I'm
not disappointed.
4 foot 4.
He's good people, the honky tonk man.
Good
though.
People.
About 60s, about 600 pounds.
That's damning. Somebody would faint praise right there. He's good people.
Good people.
Right?
Yeah, when you're 450 pounds, you're people. Let's hear something. Speaking of good people from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. We got him. We got a new CD. It's called Be a Man. It is out in stores as we speak. And, the first song is called Be a Man.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you. I'm coming after you, you coward. I dig it in, Hulk Hogan, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard, Hulk, now you done turns off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing in tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies. Cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rocks straight too fast. But when I challenge Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth, I will show. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, you's a chump. Cause all Hogan is a real big punk.
They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movie's straight the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man.
when I find you gone. And when I slam into the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward. Is that you, Hogan? What? My dude's gonna kick your butt. This is the slogan. You tried to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude, day after day. And once you step to my Joe, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, you's a chump. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll pump your butt out for the world to see. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, you's a chump. Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
That is the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Name of the CD is called Be a Man, and we're just talking to Randy during the song there, and he's serious about this Hulk Hogan thing. Yeah. It's not wrestler talk. He's got an axe to grind with the Hulkster. And let me tell you something about this, Drew. No love lost between these two warriors. I'll tell you that right now.
Not even.
Yeah.
Now, one of them could get clipped.
Yeah, that's right.
I challenged him a couple years ago for the Children's Hospital, all the proceeds, all the pay-per-view money, all the merchandising going right for the Children's Hospital, and gave him 2 weeks to accept the challenge. Otherwise, I would give $10,000 to the kids. And he came up with 1,001 reasons why not to, when one being that I was trying to get a write-off before the end of the year.
How dare the Hulkster.
So I put $10,000 in the Hulk Hogan Coward Fund.
That's right. He doesn't care about kids, Drew.
Sick kids.
Yeah, he looks at them as a nuisance. Whereas the Macho Man looks at them with compassion in his eyes. The Hulkster looks at them with vengeance and venom. That's the difference between the two wrestlers. And that's the difference between Randy being here and Hulk not being here and me talking in this microphone.
I got your back.
Just as long as you got my back.
I got your back.
Now, is Hulk his persona good now? He was good for all those years. Then he went bad for a while, and I don't know if people were into him being
bad.
Then he went back to good.
Right. Let me just tell you, he's a legend in his own mind.
Is he good? Is he supposed to be good now, though?
I don't know what he is, man. You know,
is he wearing the weird drawn-on beard?
Yeah, right there. Well, I'm doing that too, but right.
That's a real beard you got. His was drawn on with a brick hat.
Yeah, he's just a trip. You know what I mean? He just takes his own publicity too seriously, and the best way not to disrespect the wrong person is don't disrespect anybody.
That's right.
He was on Monday Night Football, and you know, just a shot of him right there at the Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, and everybody was yelling "Be a man" to him.
That's right.
And accept the challenge. You know what I mean? So he kind of had to get out of there with his tail between his legs.
Has he been in it longer than you, or as long?
Actually, I've been in it longer than he has because I'm a second generation wrestler.
You got in '75. When did he get in?
I'm not sure. Not sure.
And he was on this show in '84.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was swinging a hammer.
Yeah, he didn't last long.
Really?
He
didn't like it.
No.
He didn't like talking about the weird sex and everything.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the Macho Man.
He said he's going to body slam one after another of our callers.
I'm begging him to come in.
And it didn't go well.
Is he in good shape? I mean, he looked to be in good shape. Is he injured? Does he have, you know, I mean, it's a tough sport. It's like football, you know? I mean, it's amazing to have a career that lasts longer than 10 or 12 years.
Well, let's just say this, that I'm not picking on anybody older than me, because he's younger than me, he's taller than me, and he's heavier than me, so that's not his out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm not picking on anybody that's, you know.
Right. You have a couple.
I mean, we all have our injuries.
Sure.
You know, from bouncing off the ceiling into Dixie cups without water. You know what I mean? It's kind of like been crazy career. It's the nature of the beast. So I'm just, you know, begging him for one time in his pathetic lifetime to be a man.
That's
right.
And
kick his flat ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Randy wants to do an Ultimate Fighting Champ thing.
Yeah, that's right. He's talking about real fighting.
Yeah, this is not scripted. This is not Vince McMahon coming into the dressing room and telling him what to, you know, like, you know, Hulk wins. You know what I mean? Hulk does this, Hulk does that. This is not that at all. That's what he's got a problem with.
Well, what is the Hulk's are about 6'7"? 6'8"?
I would say he's about 6'5". He's up there.
Oh, he's up there. And what's he coming in, about 260, 270?
I'm not even sure about that. He's, I know he's heavier than I am.
You know what's weird about, we got to take a break. But, you know, once in a while you talk about size and how it pertains to everything, and most people get caught up in the whole size aspect. But, like, in heavyweight boxing, there are, and there's a couple of big heavyweights that do okay, but people think this is a newer thing. There have been guys around for the last 20 years that have gone 6'7", 6'8", and been 275, 280, and solidly built guys. Never in the top 10. I mean, just recently, the sport has sort of caught up to the size of the bigger guys, guys like Lewis and Klitschko and stuff like that. But traditionally, there's always been guys that have been 6'6", 6'7", 275 pounds,
not as
but just get knocked out by 215-pound guys that are 6'2". Yeah. It's just it doesn't all translate. At a certain point, it doesn't work.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
That's right. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Macho Man Randy Savage in the studio tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Osborne in here tomorrow night. Randy, the Macho Man Savage, in here tonight. I don't know how old Randy is.
5-0.
50 years old.
Yes.
And
it hurts to say it. Ooh.
Probably could have won a bodybuilding competition about 25 years ago.
And now.
Well,
thank you.
Well, no. What I'm saying is today's bodybuilders are so sort of, they're comic books. You know what I mean? There was a time when bodybuilders just looked like built guys that were in great shape and you could, you know, six-pack abs and everything. Now it's like ridiculous. I don't mean 30 years ago you. I mean you at age 50 could have won it in 1972. That's what I'm saying. That's and what's it take to stay in that kind of shape?
Just maintenance.
Maintenance.
Yeah, I tell everybody that, you know what I mean? And I don't lift the heavy weights anymore, you know what I mean? That's the secret, too, is you get older, repetitions, and just watching your diet.
What do you eat for breakfast?
I don't do that Atkins diet at all. Just, I hate to say that, but you know what I mean? I don't believe in the zero-carb thing.
Right.
Because that depletes your muscle. You know
right.
what I mean? I'm on a high-protein, low-fat, low-calorie, but high carbohydrates early in the day, and I start tapering them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the big spaghetti dinner late at night.
What's the Macho Man start off with in the morning?
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs?
That's right, yeah.
High-carb.
Egg whites. No. Egg whites.
Steak.
Yeah, and it's the only time I eat red meat.
All right.
And then I'll have the pancakes or the waffle,
you know,
for the carbs. You know.
All right.
And then what I'll do is I'll do the pasta and chicken later on. You know, but in between, the secret is those protein shakes.
I start off with a Frappuccino and a fag bar. It's a new bar. It's called a fag bar. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is. I'm not sure.
I'm down with the Frappuccino.
It tastes kind of like bleach. You start off with the steak and eggs and the lumberjack stack.
Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, I can stick with
tomorrow,
that.
Tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. And then lunch. What do you go for?
I get the pasta and the chicken or rice. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the big main thing is that every 3 hours that your body can assimilate so many grams of protein. Like for my body, it's like 40 grams of protein. So, and you'd want to eat little meals during the day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And in between that, you want to take a shake, protein shake.
Oh, really?
Because what you're doing when you're bodybuilding, you're tearing down muscle, and you want to rebuild it with protein.
All right. So
and your carbohydrates are your energy, and sooner or later, if you go on zero carbs, you will crash and burn.
What do you eat for dinner? Orphans?
You know, broiled fish, and I'll back off the carbs.
Back off the carbs.
Yeah, you know, if I get a baked potato, you know what I'll do is I'll do like a half the baked potato or something like that, you know, just to get me going.
Smart.
Just so it's the carbs are your energy, you know.
And then some booze it up a little.
Right. Yeah. Actually, about a year, about 14 months ago, I quit that.
Oh.
But I was doing, you know, I was dope beverages, you know what
sure.
I mean, late at night.
Nothing wrong with a cocktail, Drew.
It's party
time.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would calculate that into my schedule, you know what I mean, because those empty carbs late at night. We'll eat up the protein, and but you got to live, too.
You got to live, bro. You got to live. You got to love. Abundanza. That's, you know, I'm Italian, bro. That's my thing.
Adam just uses alcohol to sleep. That's all. Just sleep.
I just use it. It's medicinal. Medicinal.
Just to keep me awake.
Can't judge. Can't judge.
Can't judge. Well, wait a minute. Now, what's a good, what's a low-carb alcohol? Beer's no good, right?
No good.
That's the light beer.
What's a light beer?
It's all the alcohols converted to sugar, so
it's all bad. Any better than, but beer is worse, right? It's got a bunch of hops and barley and stuff in it, right?
And
would vodka be better than, vodka's better than beer. Is vodka better than red wine? Do you know what I'm saying?
For what?
Find me a good one.
In terms of calories and carbs, because alcohol also is not good for muscle function.
No, eats up protein in your body. Yeah.
What does?
Alcohol.
Stuff we're talking about. Now I need a drink to deal with that news. You understand?
I'll buy a round.
All right, find me good booze to drink at night, Drew. Or start giving me some pills or something. We'll work it out. All right, Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Whatever you need, night? Dude.
Let's talk.
Randy seems ready, willing to help.
I aim to please. That's right.
Stacy?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you could get pregnant off of, like, giving a guy a handjob and then touching his pre-cum and then a couple of minutes later fingering yourself?
No, but that's low carb. It's high protein, right, Drew? I could do that.
But Stacy, you're sort of suggesting a hypothetical here.
Do you do that?
And you can imagine that
I'm
it's
late on my period.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You could imagine that it's possible, right? You could imagine that you could get something on your hands, and your hands could then get it inside. That's of course possible. Highly unlikely, but it's possible.
Well, what if I am? How can I lose it?
You got to run really fast.
Stand on your head.
What did you do? Randy will eat it for breakfast.
Out to it. You know I will.
What? Right. High protein.
That's right.
What do you? What did you do? Did you do that? Did you get something on your hands and then put it up yourself?
I didn't realize it until after.
What were you doing to
Bogus.
Your...
Yeah.
Nah. We don't buy it. Stacy.
I buy it.
Yeah?
We're calling you a liar. Randy... Randy believes you, but we're calling you a liar.
Buyer beware.
Liar, buyer, pants on fire. That's what I say.
It's not.
Yeah, who would do this? You wouldn't. Yeah, it's not hooking up. Sorry, baby. We don't believe you. All right, good time. So nice try.
If you're late, get a pregnancy test. Go to Planned Parenthood. Yeah. I like the acting.
No, she wasn't lying. She'd say she wasn't lying, but instead she was is indignation, gasps of indignation.
Stacey, anyone who had this problem, go ahead and get a pregnancy test and go to Planned Parenthood if there's a problem. There is still a chance for adoption.
Let's ask
like
a
that.
Question for the Macho Man here. Russell?
Yeah.
You got a question for the Macho Man?
Yes, I do.
What's up?
Okay, Macho Man.
Hey, Russell, what's up?
I know why all the five-year-old kids know. Where are you from?
Originally from Chicago, living in Treasure Island, Florida right now.
I recognize your voice.
Oh, from Cartoon Network?
Yeah, from Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you do?
That's one of them.
He did the wrestler voice.
Well, that's a stretch.
I
forgot about that one. Yeah.
Love Dexter's Laboratory.
I was also wondering if you were going to do another one of those, maybe in the future.
Oh, possibly. All
you know
about
what's
the
weird?
Right
do you have kids?
No.
When you live, you know, kids, you start living through their entertainment and stuff. And I would give anything to be a voice in these cartoons. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it'd be so much fun.
Well, you could do that.
Do Dexter's Laboratory.
Something.
I can
really
pursue that.
Macho Man, what about the family? What about the kids? What about the wife?
Was married one time, and got a divorce.
Weren't you married to a wrestling chick?
Yes, Miss Elizabeth, and she passed away about five months ago.
That's right.
Just something went down, you know what I mean? Just OD type of thing, you know what I mean? I think it was vodka and something, you know, barbiturate type of thing.
How long were you guys divorced before that happened?
About 10 years. We had separation and closure, you know, and then we went our different ways, and, you know, it was all good, you know, as far as, you know, saying hello and being cordial to each other. But
was she going with the substances when you were with her?
No, not at all.
You got going
with and you never know if what you read is true, you know what I mean? Let me just say that, you know what I mean?
That's
it's not cool to me.
Wow.
Because the media, you know, never's.
Yeah.
But
how are you doing with that? Does that freak you out? Is
that freaked me out. Well, you know, it's, you know, just any time that, Mr. Perfect was a wrestler, you know what I mean, that just passed away not too long ago, real good buddy of mine, and I did a tribute song to him on the album.
Now, wasn't the guy fell?
No, that was Owen Hart.
That was Owen Hart.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah, what happened
was so cool. I got chill bumps on that.
What happened to Mr. Perfect?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Just 44 years old, has got 4 kids.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And just the coolest dude to hang around. You know, like, you know, making the time go by and having fun and just, I mean, entertained the people over the television as a wrestling character, but at the same time was so down to earth. Hmm. You know what I mean? It just, you know, just...
Wow.
Just too much, man. You know what I mean? It just, that's the way it goes, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing, wrestling, I don't know who lives longer or shorter, like ex-football players or ex-wrestlers. Although, Freddie Blassie just died recently, right? And he made 96. It to a sort of ripe old age of, I mean, he did Pencil Neck Geek when he was 50 in 1971 or something. Yeah. So he's been around for a while. Yeah. But I don't know. Is there, and what about that? Because, we got to go to break. But, I mean, there's this whole thing with, like, ex-football players where these guys just pack on the weight and they get unhealthy and they're 400 pounds and they keel over in their 50s.
They're trying to draw a correlation with it, you know, with wrestling and everything. But I don't think so. I think it's an individual thing for everybody, individual choice. I think everybody's got their power of choice, you know, and, you know. You never know, you know. Don't know what the big picture is, you know.
Well, that's why you got to make hay while the sun shines. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
All right.
Wild sunshine.
We're going to... what time is it?
It was nighttime.
All right. Well, let's not make any hay tonight. But tomorrow...
It's daytime in Tokyo.
When the sun comes up, that's right. Those Japs are making hay.
That's right.
Making hay.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Osborne will be in here tomorrow night. Randy, Macho Man Savage, as I call him. You guys know him as Macho Man Randy Savage. Drew, I know that's how you always say it. He's got a CD out. Drew thought about talking for a second. Be a Man is the name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that new CD in just a couple of few.
Awesome.
I got a question. No, I want to talk to this guy.
He saw
Windy City Heat. That was a movie we produced and created that's on Comedy Central last night. I think they're going to rerun it sparingly.
I want to get a DVD of it.
Drew went to the Windy City Heat premiere last night. Blown away, yes, Drew?
Blown away.
Amazing piece of filmmaking.
Disturbed all day. Disturbed. Laughing and disturbed.
Thinking
I
want to
check
all
that
day.
Out.
You
got to
see that.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, you will love it.
It's like it's truly like nothing else you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Truly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah. What's the funniest movie ever made?
Really?
Would you check it out?
You saw Windy City Heat last night?
Oh, yes.
At Comedy Central, do they let all the F and S words fly?
I think they just beeped out all the swear words, right, Michael?
Yeah, but...
That'd be every third word?
Yeah. So, were you inspired?
I was inspired by the Oklahomos.
Oh, yeah. That was the name of the movie.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, in the movie, actually, the guy who does SpongeBob, Tom Kenny, plays the gay... wardrobe specialist who tries to get the main character to
Hogan
put on
could have done that.
Some chaps. Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, really good bad. Right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's one more
funny.
Thing. Michael?
Yeah?
All right. So good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Your finest piece of work.
Thank you. I don't, I should get barely any credit for it. It was not my idea.
Take it anyway.
Like Bud, but okay. He throws javelin.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's watching it. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. I'm on the lot as myself where they're filming Windy City Heat, and I'm dressed as a gladiator, and I full chest plate and helmet with the bristle brush on top of it and everything, and I have a huge dog that I'm dragging around, and they want to know what I'm doing on there, and I tell them we're doing a dog gladiator buddy film. And I tell them it's called Air Caligula, and it's like Air Bud, except for instead of chasing a basketball, he chases a javelin. And it's good times.
It's good.
You had to be there, Randy.
The point is that this guy who thinks he's starring in the film doesn't miss a beat, doesn't...
Yeah, believes I'm on the lot
doesn't
shooting.
Seem the slightest bit disturbed by what Adam has just described and keeps going.
Larissa?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, me and this guy I'm going out with, we started having sex, and he doesn't finish, and he doesn't know why, and I don't know why.
Is he on medication?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
And how long does he try before he gives up?
We go for a while.
How long?
Gosh, hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Hours.
What's the problem?
Well, for most women, more than about 10 women, it's just ouch. Yeah. For most women.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself. Yeah. Except for I say 2 minutes. But
time distortion.
That's right. Now, what is time anyway? You know what I mean? What is it?
It's a human construct. What,
yes,
what?
Yes. Was there time before somebody invented a calendar and a wristwatch? I don't think so. And a penis?
Sundial.
Larissa, that came before the wristwatch?
Did it?
I think it might.
The Flintstone, they wore it on their wrist.
That's
they?
Right. Hey, so, Larissa.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does he masturbate?
Not often.
Huh. Maybe that's he's got to get himself in some kind of training.
Yeah, how old
ritual.
Is he?
He's 17.
Hmm. Wow. Maybe this there's a brain tumor.
That's
yeah. This is disturbing or confusing to us.
Yeah, 17 and doesn't masturbate often.
Yeah.
I was ahead of my time. I think.
How often do you guys have sex?
Like a couple times a week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like unsatisfying for me, and like I don't know, it's frustrating.
Unsatisfying. This is again difference between men and women. Unsatisfying for her because he doesn't finish.
Yeah.
Really? Well, does he give you oral sex?
He does. Yeah.
No, there's none of that.
There's no I'm doing.
Yeah,
you don't enjoy that.
The receptivity experience doesn't get completed unless.
Do you not enjoy the oral sex?
Well, I do, and he does, but I don't know.
All right, look.
I don't know.
Look,
Larissa. Do you like this guy?
I do.
Okay, tell him Dr. Drew said to beat off.
Is he wearing a condom?
Uh-oh.
Good question.
Hold on. That was a good question, but Drew, you're not supposed to announce
sometimes
good question after your own question.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's a wrestling move. You'd be the pompous doctor. Does he wear a condom? Oh, good question. Thanks, me. Yeah. And then you pull out the tongue depressor and say, we're going in the back door. All right.
Does he wear a condom?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And when he doesn't wear a condom, does the performance change?
Not really.
And when did this start happening to him?
I don't know. He said it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, look, she doesn't know anything.
I don't know. Maybe. Whatever.
There's this thing, and it strikes like one out of every four teenagers, more men than women, but it seems to be a fair amount of women as well, especially the ones that call this show, that just sort of apathetic, confused, tired teenager thing where, like,
helpless.
They ask you a question and, you know, like, so it's like they go, it's like if they pulled their car into a mechanic and they said, it's not running right. And you said, well, is it overheating? And they went,
no, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, they're a little put off that you're even asking them more follow-up questions about a question they brought up, then it's just all these sort of vague, I don't know. It's almost they're just running out of steam with their own question.
They're wanting to be fixed. They want you to fix them magically.
Can you be a bit more vague?
Yeah.
Multiple choice type of situation.
That have a certain amount of emptiness and certain kinds of characterologic issues, they expect you to come in and just fix them.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to work.
It doesn't. No,
it takes hard work.
You got to gain some insights. You've got to initiate some change yourself.
Yeah.
You got to take action.
I work on it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The macho man is first, he looks in the mirror for a good long time in the morning.
He does a pose down.
Does a pose down. Pose down in the mirror.
Every morning and every night.
But then it's right to the therapist's office where he does another pose down.
That's right.
For 50 minutes. And then it's to the chiropractor where he does the pose down. And then he goes to church where he poses down for final pose down.
That's right.
All right, let's
I resemble all those remarks.
Let's have a question for the macho man. Ernest?
Yeah.
You're 18.
The excitement.
Yeah. Hey, Adam and Drew, what's up?
What's happening? You have a question for the macho man?
Yeah, hey, macho man, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, my question is... are we going to see you any time soon return to the ring, or are you through with wrestling forever?
If Hogan accepts the challenge, I'm there. If not, I'm all about the music.
Because you've done everything you need to do.
Right. satisfied with everything, the way it went down, and just got one little personal grudge, you know, that was started by him, and I'm counterpunching.
And are you, now you seem like you've, I'm sure you've had your share of injuries, but you're not in a wheelchair. I mean, you're moving around pretty good.
Right, no complaints, you know what I mean? When you use your body as a battery ram for all those years, it's the nature of the beast, you know what I mean? Some people get on the air and they talk about A to Z, you know, what happened to them, but I'm not all about that. You know, if you can, you know, climb in the ring, just do the deal. Entertain the people one time. Do it the real way.
God bless you. Ernest?
Yeah.
You like wrestling?
Yeah, I like it.
Who's your second favorite wrestler?
Besides
the Macho Man.
I'm liking that.
Well, Macho Man's one of my favorites, but my top favorite is Stone Cold.
Oh, please.
He's a good dude.
He's good people.
Yeah, he's good people.
He's good people.
Right, there you go.
What about the Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah, he's cool, too.
Okay.
Like,
what about the Iron Sheik?
Iron Sheik's good.
What about the British Bulldogs?
Yeah, I like the British Bulldog when he used to wrestle.
Okay. Anybody else I can feed you, or are you going to come up with a few?
No.
There's that new wrestler, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Macho Man, I don't know if he's seen him yet.
Yeah. Have you seen, what do you think of the new guys?
I think they're working hard. I know the trips that they're making all around the world, and I think it's all positive, man. I think they're, you know, busting their asses. You know what I mean?
Who is the best beside you?
I'll tell you who I think the best is, and I'd say I'd narrow it down to two guys because of leadership in the dressing room and not trying to stir it up. You know, it's The Rock.
Honky Tonk Man.
The Rock. The Undertaker.
Oh, The Undertaker.
Yeah, they go in there and they shake hands with everybody, and they're, you know, it's hard enough to be away from your families rather than, you know, getting off, you know, just disturbing everybody and just, you know, getting involved and, you know, stirring it up. You know,
what I like about The Undertaker, I like his ghoulish henchman. The guy wears the tie, he's all white and his eyes are all bugged out and he's all chubby.
Oh, Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good people, Paul Bearer.
Good people. He is good people. Massively.
He is a guy. He's got the belly slopping over the pants. He's real doughy. I mean, he paints himself white. I mean, he looks like he's rigor mortis is set in quite a number of years ago. He's got these bugged out eyes.
You know, he really did the funeral thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he really did. You know, most people are playing a part or whatever, but he was really the deal. Quadruple chin.
What about Jake the Snake?
Are you asking me?
Yeah,
he's all right. You know what I mean? He had his run and, you know, just...
Yeah, he seemed like he would have smelled. Smelly guy, Jake the Snake. And I'm trying to think.
The snake bit me one time.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, and it was supposed to be devenomized, and like 5 days later, my arm swelled up.
I was going to say, yeah, well, human bites are horrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there was a snake bite. Snake bite.
Oh, not him.
King
the
Cobra.
Snake bit him.
King Cobra.
Jake the Snake had a snake.
Oh, you're right, God. And it bit me. You know, and I actually knew what was going to happen. I got tied up in the ropes, and, you know, it was part of the script, and then it was supposed to be devenomized and everything, and my arm just blew up twice its size, and, man, I got scared. I ran into the hospital, and then, you know, told them the deal, you know, antibiotics and everything, but the real, the wind-up of the story is 12 days later, the snake died.
Wow.
It really did, man. It's like...
He got some of that...
Randy's essence.
That's right. So watch it.
Well, wait a second. I thought Jake the Snake had a python that he wore around his neck.
At different times, different snakes.
Different snakes.
It was Cobra that got him.
Yes. Yeah, because his name wasn't Jake the specific snake.
No,
his
that's
name
right.
Was Jake the Snake.
Yeah, that's right.
Snake.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any reptile that fell into the snake nomenclature would work for Jake the Snake,
sure,
right?
Of course.
So he had a cobra?
Yep.
Oh, that's bad times.
I know it.
Cobras are scary.
And what were you thinking? And what was going through your head when you read, you know, you figure, I'm going to get bitten by the snake?
Well, you know, Vince had that silver tongue talking to me about it. I'm questioning it, you know. I said, okay, bring me a half a case of beer in the dressing room, right?
Wow.
So I can have a drink of courage before I go out there and do this deal.
How do you know where the snake's going to bite you and stuff?
They put it toward my arm, you know what I mean? And it actually bit my arm, and they wouldn't let go. You wouldn't let go. And then, they wouldn't even show it on TV. They put a big red X over it.
Oh,
you know,
no.
And I'm going like, what the hell?
Here's the whole thing about anything like that, which is, let's face it, anyone can be bit by a snake. A schoolgirl can be bit by a snake and handle it. She doesn't know she's going to be bit by the snake. It's the part,
anyone can
get hit in the nuts with a fastball, but who's going to stand there with their hands on their hips while the pitcher winds up to hit him in the nuts
you
with a fastball?
You feel my pain, don't you?
Yes.
Right? I'm telling you.
I'm thinking about the red across over the snake's mouth as it bit Randy, probably to satisfy the animal rights activists, not to censor anything anybody else might see.
Yeah, the people that are watching wrestling want to see
the human rights.
An alligator really.
The animal won.
Wow,
it's interesting.
Oh man, a cobra strike! I would just go nuts. I couldn't believe it. Wow, that's huevos.
Right, wrestling Andre the Giant was like that. You know, he either liked you or didn't like you. And
really?
He didn't like me. You know what I mean? And knowing I had to wrestle him.
Now, how do you? Man. He just didn't like you. Why?
If he didn't like you, he didn't like you to the grave.
Right.
That's just the way Andre was.
There are a handful of guys who just sort of. There's a certain amount of guys in their life that they like. There's a certain amount of guys that they don't like. And it's a little bit of a spin of the cosmic wheel as to who they're going to like and who they're not going to like.
Flawed,
and once they think that way, though, that's it, because then they would be wrong if they
there's
found
no
out you were nice.
No compromise right there, yeah.
So he didn't like you for one reason or another.
Oh, man, it was just like, I got beat up on my house. I had to travel all the way around the world to get beat up. You know what I mean? It's just like travel to get beat up.
Now, he must have been 550 pounds.
He was exactly 7'5", 550 pounds, right?
Oh, and
he just drop on you?
He was just like, he could beat up. Seven of me, you know what I mean? He was just like crazy strong.
Really?
I mean, just unbelievable.
Really?
I mean, they have pictures of him, you know, walking people out of bars with a smile on his face. I mean, he just has hands like catcher's mitts and stuff.
Would he work out a lot to build the strength?
No, not at all. He was a giant.
I know, I understand, but I mean, he didn't have to.
No, he didn't have to do anything like that. God. He didn't have to. In fact, they put him in the Washington Redskins for a tryout, you know what I mean? And nobody could do nothing with him. Nobody could do nothing, but he didn't play. Imagine that, you know what I mean? But
he was just standing like, the line.
He's just standing there. Yeah, probably wasn't horribly mobile.
He was incredible. Man.
I saw the whole story on him. But it's always great when they tell you how much he eats, and he liked
and drink.
He liked the booze
man.
So he drank.
He was like Fletch from Pennywise.
Yeah, except for another 150 pounds
but
and another
same,
foot,
but not another 300 pounds. You know what I mean? Fletcher's is the same.
No, but Fletch from Pennywise is 285, 300 pounds. This guy's got another 250 pounds on him. I mean, he's coming in at 550.
Wow.
A guy who's 6'7", 6'8", and 325 pounds is a mountain.
Yeah.
A guy who's 550 and 7'5", that's off the
And this guy and his
day
could move, too.
Really?
Yeah, so that's crazy. Hogan was smart. He'd buy him 6 bottles of wine before his matches, you know. Oh. He told me to do the same. I said, I'm not gonna give him 6 bottles of wine, and then he goes and beats me up anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like no difference. I'm out 6 bottles of wine.
And he would, he would drink. They would say, he'd go out to eat like 5 chickens and 6 loaves of bread and have like 7 bottles of wine. I mean,
all those stories are true, too. He was just like incredible.
Well, I mean, you look at it this way. If a guy can be 195 pounds, drink a bottle of wine with dinner and be okay with it. You know, you build your tolerance up a little. No problems, you know. So imagine if you've been drinking, you like the booze, you're a Frenchman, for Christ's sake, and you're 550 pounds. You're drinking a case of wine. Oh, it's great. Imagine this guy getting on an airplane sitting next to you. You wouldn't think the airplane would take off. All right, but he's good people. God bless him. May he rest in peace. Let's
That's
take
true.
Another
I'm
call.
Still scared of him.
You don't want to say anything.
Yeah, I know, man. He'll set up like the Undertaker and get me.
Is the Undertaker still wrestling?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yep.
God bless the Undertaker and Paul Bear.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
good
go.
People. He's,
they're all good people.
All good people. All right, let's talk to...
Six.
No, let's take six. Who are we talking to here? Medea?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 20. What's going on?
Okay, well, I have never been able to have an orgasm with a guy, like, even oral sex or anything, but I have no problems having an orgasm when I masturbate, and I, wanted to know if there was something. I've tried, a lot of things to have an orgasm with a guy, and nothing has worked, and I'm kind of worried that maybe I, trained myself to have an orgasm, masturbating, and I won't be able to.
How do you do it by yourself? How do you do it by yourself? What's your technique?
How do I do it by myself?
How do you do it by yourself?
How does she do it by herself? Yes, tell us how.
I'm asking, how do you do it by yourself? For those who needs to know.
Well, do you use the tub?
Vibrator?
No, hands.
You just diddle. That's good. That's a good realistic way of doing it.
Do that.
Yeah, can you incorporate that in the lovemaking act?
Yeah, I have.
Doesn't work?
No, not unless I do it.
Well, do you have an orgasm?
Yeah, if I do it.
Yeah, we understand that part. I mean, can the guy be?
I want to hear it again, though.
Performing, because Randy's close himself.
That's right.
If the guy is performing intercourse and he is inside of you and you're diddling yourself, can you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
All right,
you're
ahead of the game.
A lot of women can't even do that.
By the way, I count that as one of mine.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I count that.
You definitely get an assist.
You get an assist.
That's right.
That's right.
That all counts.
So, look, you're 20. That's ahead of the game.
That's good, Madaya.
Well, are there different orgasms? Like, are there just clitoral orgasms? And then
some women claim they feel something a little different if they're able to have an orgasm during intercourse, but most women aren't able to do that.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
Now, you got to find a boyfriend.
Kind of work this stuff out.
You work it out. You're fine. You're 20. You're having orgasms left and right.
You're ahead of the game.
I'm free about 4 o'clock tomorrow.
That's right. Just going to get up, have some nice steak and eggs.
I'll carb up.
What's the matter? Madea, what do you do for a living?
I'm a receptionist.
Receptionist, all right.
Yeah.
You do any drugs?
Yeah.
A little speed, maybe?
No speed.
All right. What's your drug?
Just pot.
Pot and, benzodiazepines.
Okay, well, we certainly hear drug addiction.
What's the benzodiazepines do for you, Drew?
Valium-like drug.
Oh, I can get some of those. Yeah, I can get some of those. All right, Madea, good luck with the orgasm. Find a guy and dial yourself in. That's
benzos make it difficult to have orgasm, too, and so does the pot. So,
really?
That may be part of the problem.
Here's the thing. A lot of 20-year-old women don't have an orgasm anyway. So if you have an orgasm with a guy, even if you're sort of doing it manually.
Even a guy in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even in the same state.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I count that. And again, the assist thing, I like that.
Yeah,
I mean, here's what I count. It's like in hockey, you get a point. You know what I mean? If you score a goal, you get 2 points. You give an assist, you get 1 point.
Right.
You know what I mean? So every two assists, it's like getting a goal.
Yeah.
They stopped doing that like 15 years ago, though.
Oh, they stopped doing that? No.
We're gonna bring it back.
Yeah, we got to bring it back so I can feel good about my sexual practices. What do they do now, Anderson? No,
it's
more
just
points.
A point for an assist and a point for a goal.
Yeah,
same point for a scoring.
I like that.
That's
equal.
Even better.
That's better. We're down with that.
All right, I'm way ahead. Now I gotta go get my books open and recalculate things.
Feel
completely.
Macho.
Macho man, Randy
you
Savage
could have a score
is here.
Five, Adam.
Yes. I feel a hat trick coming on tonight.
That's right.
He is here. Be a Man. Name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that CD after this. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Osborne in here tomorrow night. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, in here tonight.
In the house.
And we're going to hear something off the new CD, Be a Man, in just 1 second. We should probably talk to Kat, who's been on hold for 109 minutes. Actually, let's not talk to her until exactly.
So close.
Well, let's get to exactly 110 minutes, all right?
We got 28 seconds.
All right.
It's foreplay. A form of foreplay.
Yeah. I just didn't think of what we would talk about for the next 20 seconds.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a little quiet reflection
on the radio? You know what I mean?
Let's have some right now.
Gab, 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 gab.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Let's all just go inside for a minute. Let's just focus on some of the things we need to accomplish in life.
Oh, 110.
Oh, okay. Well, screw that. Kat?
Hello?
You're 18?
19.
Well, you were 18 when you called 110 minutes ago, right?
Happy birthday to you.
What's up?
I was wondering actually what it means when a guy tells you he's addicted to you.
It means he likes you a lot. It means he's stalking you, in fact.
No, he's not stalking me. He said more along the lines that he was addicted to... how do I put this?
The sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn down the TV or whatever's going on in the background there, Kat.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. I'm not going to blame her because she's been on hold.
Now we're on hold.
Now we're on hold.
I got it.
It's a good, ironic twist of fate. All right, so, Kat, is this your boyfriend?
Not really.
Hmm. Who is he?
Playtoy.
Playtoy.
Yeah.
Boy toy.
Where'd your dad go? He abandoned the family?
Huh?
Worse.
Yeah, where's your dad?
I family to leave the room.
Where's your dad?
He's outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
You're calling from Texas, so it's 1:30 in the morning there?
Yeah.
He's outside? What's he doing? Working on his
no
short game?
He's in his
chipping? Brain? Yeah, what's he doing outside?
I have no idea.
Smoking crack?
What?
Looking right. through the window.
Yes, with his pants down. Is this your stepfather?
No, it's my real dad.
Your real dad? What's he do for a living?
He's disabled.
He's disabled.
He takes Vicodin all the time.
What happened? He's hooked on Vicodin?
No. He's got real arthritis.
He's got arthritis?
That takes Vicodin.
Really bad arthritis, yeah. It runs in our family.
Oh, really? Does he take a lot of pain pills?
California, the weather messed him up.
The weather messed him up?
Yeah, we moved to Texas and it's cold here.
Oh, I see. All right, so he has arthritis and he can't work.
Right.
All right, is he a good guy?
Yeah, real good guy.
Treats you right?
Yeah.
Is he addicted to you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute, Kat. Here we go. Now, does he have rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes.
He has rheumatoid, so he has deforming arthritis.
Right.
How does he get around?
He's still walking right at the moment. He's supposed to be having back surgery, but he's afraid of doctors.
He got out of his car at noon. He's still trying to get in the house, Drew. You understand?
Yeah.
He's not moving that fast.
And he doesn't take any pain medication?
He takes pain medication.
Okay, well, that's what we said in the first
place. And what do you mean afraid of doctors?
He just wants to stop the pain medicine.
He doesn't like doctors.
Is he doing... Drew's convinced he's hooked on the pain medication.
No.
No?
No. Why does he take surgery?
So he takes the pain medication like Rush does.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, whatever. Look, don't try to talk her into saying her dad's a junkie.
Well, because I need to break through her denial. She's really, really out there. Listen, rheumatoid arthritis causes mangling of your hands. They dislocate and they look like, you know, something you'd see in sort of a... Yeah, look, that's osteoarthritis.
You end up looking like Randy.
He can't pick up forks and things like that.
But you get a Slim Jim contract and you're cool.
So he has that. He has that where he can't make his hands are mangled.
Pretty much yes.
No. Pretty much yes.
He probably has this. Yes.
Okay. Well, what's a macho man have? Let's see those hands. Let's see those hands.
Yeah, that's osteoarthritis.
Oh yeah. We just you end up looking like. No. Plug your ears, Randy, but you end up looking like you're retard. I mean, your hands. The rest of you look like a genius. Your hands look like you're retarded. But the head, genius. Head looks like a genius. Hand looks like a tart. Is that what that is? Bicep looks like a muscle man.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's a good thing. But you look at the mongoloid look, right? Yeah. It's sort of the... It's nice, though.
It's fashionably acceptable at this point.
No, it works. It works on you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Kat.
Yes.
So, all right. So, what's your question then? This guy worships you, but he's not your boyfriend.
My dad must have been an alcoholic growing up. Must have been.
He's not my boyfriend. He's kind of like a boy toy, and he's telling me he's addicted to me.
All right. You big gal? I'm getting big gal.
No.
No?
No.
What are you coming in at?
I weigh about 135.
135?
Mm-hmm.
You're 4'1"?
5'11 and a half.
Wow. That's nice. Maybe Dad is outside the window. All right, so what? He's addicted to you. What's the deal? What's the question?
I've never had a guy tell me he was addicted to me before.
Yeah, well, you're 18.
There's
going to be a lot of stuff that happens to you that hasn't happened to you before.
Did you try to tell him you didn't want to have sex anymore?
Oh, no.
All right, so just date the guy. Why are you bothering us?
Because I wasn't exactly sure how to take a guy telling me he's addicted to me. I'm not a pain medication, I'm not a drug, and I'm not a cigarette. How can you become addicted to a person?
There's something going on. Yeah, Kat, you got something going on with you. Look, here's all I'm saying, Kat. You can tell us whatever you want to tell us over the radio. All we do is sit around and listen. All we do is listen our whole lives. Like a mechanic listening to an engine, tell you got a spun bearing, can tell you you've lost some oil pressure, can tell you need a ring job. He knows. I said ring, not rim. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on with that engine. And you could tell him, oh, no, it's running fine, it's brand new, everything's great. But he can just tell you by listening something's up. We're listening to you, Kat, and we know something's up. And and we can spend another 10 minutes trying to get to it, or we can just cut our losses.
Or you can just tell us what's going on. We know it's in relation to men. We know your dad may be an addict. I wonder if was an alcoholic when you were growing up. That kind of thing would sort of explain what we're hearing.
No, see, my mom was a drug addict.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
All right, we got it. Thank you.
And your mom's out of the picture.
My mom's out of the country.
And a drug addict.
One of the rule of thumbs. All right. One of the rule of thumbs
that's
we have.
That's coming together.
Well, there's more. One of the rule of thumbs we have in our program is we've never seen a woman addict who wasn't married to an addict. He comes in for treatment. If a woman is severe enough that she needs treatment, husband's addicted too.
Okay, but there are plenty of husbands that are addicted where the woman isn't.
Correct.
But if the woman's addicted, chances are the husband is too. But he got out of this one, I think. What's your mom doing in Canada?
She was deported for smuggling marijuana out of Mexico.
Oh. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. Same thing happened to my mom.
Of course.
True. Randy, your mom?
I'm in vogue.
Doing time, right?
Thank you.
It was heroin, but it's still smuggling.
High five, man. High five.
We've all been there.
All right.
So she's deported. She's in Canada trying to smuggle weed. Your dad's got it. You might be an addict too, Kat.
I am not.
Well, you might inherit that
biology. Might have that gene,
why would I want to tell a guy I've had a crush on forever?
Who's that?
Macho Man.
Oh,
I
see?
Like it.
Now
what?
It's all good. All right.
It's all good.
All right. Listen, Kat, here's what we're going to do. Here's what I'm saying. There's two kinds of calls. Okay. There are the kinds of calls where you're like a super tanker and you're transporting oil and you want to do all the preventative stuff so there's not trouble. Do the double hull,
no spills,
all stuff. Then there's the drunk guy who already caught it on the coral and now it's about containing the oil that's already leaking out into the sound.
Containment,
John. You want to contain.
Yeah.
We got to get the buoys out.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to not get pregnant.
Right.
And you need not to get strung out or hooked on anything.
Right, which she's going to.
She may have the capacity for because of the family. I'm just playing a hunt with the mom muling in the weed from Mexico and being detained in Canada. All right, so you need to don't get pregnant.
Don't get strung out.
Get a job, fight to keep it, get out of the house.
Yeah.
Find Jesus Christ. High protein, low carb, but don't cut out the carb.
Low carbs late in the day.
Yeah, that's right, late in the day.
Late in the day.
Bring them down.
Taper down.
That's
taper
right.
down the carb.
High protein.
Protein,
need protein.
You need protein.
No alcohol.
No alcohol. All right.
And see me in the morning.
That's right. We're going to hear a song, another delightful, I would guess this one's more of a ballad, off of...
I have a ballad on there, by the way.
Be a Man CD, which is the Macho Man Randy Savage's new CD. And, I see, okay. I was going to pronounce this, but this is actual capitalized letters. This is called Are You Ready?
The microphone like a vest and rock steady. You should've never got me started in this rap game. Now y'all are dearly departed. That's retarded. Arrests are coming off like this. One that's lyrically inclined with a mic in his fist. It's the Savage Man with the master plan. I got you waving your hands saying,
that's my jam.
Now, everybody's kinda shocked and amazed that Macho Man's got you hitting the days. And I'm about to start a brand new rap craze, cause I'll crush you in the ring as well as the stage. So everybody,
come on,
put your hands up high, cause we're coming with a sound that you can't deny. It's the M-A-C-H-O-M-A-N. No, I'm not playing, I got the place in man.
Are y'all ready for this? Cause if y'all pump your fist like this,
are you ready?
Keep it going on and on, we're gonna rock it, baby, all night long.
Ready as ever, like the batteries, and like Q-tip, I'll make them stop and breathe. Cause when I perform, they all swarm like bees, and I rock the show with the greatest of ease. So everybody,
put them up,
they're
if you can't start trouble, step the other direction. In this section, it's about the party connection. We came to party hard, you don't need that weapon. So if you didn't come to party, get your butt out of here. Just vacate the premises and disappear. We're here to rock the house at full throttle. And after we turn it out, we're popping bottles. Girls in my face look like Playboy models. And when they hear my two voice, their knees start to wobble. So let's get it on, we can jam all night. And we can rock and we can roll to the broad daylight. Come on!
Are y'all ready for this? Cause if y'all pump your fists like this,
are you ready?
Keep it going on and on. We're gonna rock it, baby, all night long.
Are you ready?
Put your hands in the air. Come on, wave them like you just don't care.
Are you ready?
Come on, come on.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All my people on the East Coast, are y'all ready? Everybody on the West Side.
Be a Man is the name of the CD. Are you ready? A good song.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate we really that. Enjoyed that one. Randy was telling us how they're playing at the beginning of the NFL game last week.
No, during one of the timeouts.
One of the timeouts.
TV timeouts, you know.
Washington Redskins, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Routinely being played during a football game.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good, good music to buy beer by and possibly punch guys. All right. We got to take a break. Macho Man Randy Savage in here tonight. Kelly Osbourne in here tomorrow night. Same guest. I don't know why we need both of them. Same person.
Same guy, yeah. Same
girl.
Same woman, same guy.
Same guy. I mean guy. I mean girl. But you know what I'm saying.
I got other personalities I can come in as, too. I'm a head case.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. Have multiple orgasms, recovery times. All right, we'll talk.
That's me.
That's Bill. Yeah, that's no good. I thought that was a chick. All right, we got good questions, right, Drew?
Lots of them.
Maybe the best you've seen in 20 years?
At least. At least.
All right, all after this. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800. Oh, forget about that. It's too late for you guys to call. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, is here tonight. Be a Man, name of the CD. I expected... the Super Bowl shuffle when I heard that Randy was coming out with the CD. I thought it was going to be a novelty thing. Novelty record.
Not at all.
Committed to the project.
Wow. Yes. That's nice.
Having fun.
It's nice for us, too, because usually when folks who aren't musicians come out with a CD, we have to sit here and go, hey, that's something. you get stuff like, there you go. There you go. Let's go to the phones. Drew, let's go to the phones. Hurry. We got to go to the phones. There you go.
It's like damning you with faint praise.
Yeah. It's like you can always tell when someone is BSing because they're not very very specific. Like remember my wife overheard you saying that Jimmy saying I took a crap in the shower that one time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, "Did you really take a crap in the shower?" And I said, "I don't know about that." And that's how you know I'm lying.
Can you be a bit more vague?
Doesn't mean anything. Right. It's something, but it's nothing.
That's right.
It's not a signed confession, but it might as well be, right?
Passing time.
I don't know about that. All right, let's talk to Bill, who's 21. Bill?
How you doing?
You want to know if it's possible for girls to have multiple orgasm?
Something like that.
Yeah. Real quick from the Macho Man, could I get an ooh yeah?
Ooh, maybe. Ooh yeah.
Right on.
We deliver late.
So what's happening, Bill?
Maybe.
My question here is about, I know that guys, the average refractory period is something like 20 minutes between orgasms. And I've heard that theoretically.
That's at your age. But go ahead.
Right on. And I've heard that theoretically girls are supposed to be instantaneous or something close to that.
No, some are not.
Okay, because my, and I was wondering if there's any sort of psychological degree to this, because my girlfriend, for example, like if I go down on her, then if I just have sex with her, she can orgasm during sex, which I know is a gift. If I go down on her first, she pretty much can never orgasm during sex. Right, and usually after that, you know, there's usually an hour before she's
really... set the table.
Well, no.
Why not?
She orgasms with oral sex, and that's done.
Oh, if you go down on her first, she has an orgasm.
Many women have a refractory period just like men.
Yeah, so she has an orgasm when you go down on her.
Yeah, she has an orgasm, and she has an orgasm during sex if I don't get
it. Yeah, you're breaking my heart. Yeah, get lost.
Women are a spectrum. men are one thing. Women are a spectrum from almost instantaneous, repeated orgasms to refractoriness just like men.
Yeah. Women are a rainbow.
You took the words right out of my mouth right there.
Randy was going to say that.
Women are Skittles, and we're milk duds.
Yeah.
It's just the same
emphasis
thing.
Emphasis on the duds.
On the dud part. And the milk, too. I think you could hit milk as well. But they come in many different sizes and colors.
Yeah, I think Skittles is too uniform.
Isn't it a wonderful thing?
Yeah. How about gummy bears? Too uniform again?
Yeah. We got to think of something now.
Rolos?
Oh, they're all the same.
See? I know. That's a dude thing.
Yeah, we're Rolos. Yes.
Yeah. I like a milk dud. Oh, yeah. Milk duds?
I love those.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to pick the call?
Yeah.
One.
I want to just go, you know, I want to go to a movie theater and eat.
So
you
close.
Know what I mean?
Well, now they have, like, real food.
I know. Let me say this. Drew was
Adam's tires of the call, so it's time for Adam to talk.
Here we go.
Took a call, but then I heard my own voice, and I got up some wood. Now I have to finish. But, I mean, Drew was just telling me during the break going down to Pac Bell Stadium over there in San Francisco is amazing because they actually serve real food.
And
now they serve food everywhere. Like, if you go to high school, you can get McDonald's at some high school. You can get some Carl's Jr. or something. If you go to the stadium, you could get some Pizza Hut or Carl's Jr. or whatever. Okay, not the greatest food, but at least it's food you know of. You know what you want. You order it. All this stuff. And at the movie theaters, too, now you can get decent stuff. How did we make it through our entire lives where somebody said at school, at the ballpark, at the amusement park, in the movie theater,
you get
super expensive generic crap. You get hot dogs that are sort of white looking that have been boiled on generic buns with crappy accoutrements in the movie theater. Well, if you got $8, you can get some Skittles or something like that. But the popcorn's going to be crappy. You go to the ballpark, you get nothing. How did we make it 35, 50 years of this? You know what I mean?
Why?
What it took so long to get the goddamn Carl's Jr. over at the ballpark?
They raised the bar on us.
I know.
You have to adapt to change.
I'm ready to adapt. I was ready to adapt when I was 10. That's my problem. I'm glad there's decent food now, but I mean, what's up? What took so long?
I have no idea.
How does
idea.
That work?
Yeah.
Somebody decided, well, you want to go to a ball game and you want to sit there for 4 hours and just eat a bunch of horrible crap that you would never eat on the outside? It's as if you're in prison? You can't pack your own crap.
Same thing with school.
Just be glad we're all having multiple orgasms.
Yeah, 20 minutes. That's how long it takes.
That's your refractor.
My school food was as if they were trying to punish convicts. Yeah. That's what you would do. Just horrible, horrible food that is a sort of cancer-causing crap. Drew, you ate it. You had decent food at your school, though.
Oh, no.
No? Good. Macho Man?
Misery loves company.
What'd you eat? You grew up eating nails and broken glass.
Exactly.
Dinosaur.
That's it. Drink it on down. Take a shot.
Steve, what's going on?
Slim Jim.
That's it. We'll start with a Slim Jim.
Steve.
Slim Jim. Yeah. Swizzle stick.
What's up?
On the dinosaur wee-wee.
That X Factor's in there.
The dinosaurs have wee-wee. Right?
Yet to be determined. Yet to be determined.
Absolutely.
But not wee-wee.
Well, hold on a second. Let me say this. You ever see a horse take a leak?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Like a racehorse.
Yeah, that's a lot of urine coming out of there all at once. I mean, yeah. you'd fill up a 5-gallon bucket in about 30 seconds. Imagine a T-Rex taking a leak.
Oh, that's been a good time.
I mean, they never show it on any of those shows or anything, but the dinosaurs had to pee, right?
That's right.
And I mean, you see a horse or cow or mule or something, that's a lot of whiz coming out of there.
It's
a lot of Duke coming out there. Oh, what's a horse weigh? 1,300 pounds? 1,500 pounds? What's a T-Rex weigh? What's a brontosaurus weigh? Tons. Multiple tons. Imagine a brontosaurus taking a leak. I mean, it had to be just like you're opening up a couple of fire hoses, right? I mean, they never show it on any of those. That's the movie I would see. Dinosaurs crapping in the wild as it was simulated. You know what I mean? Like, what does the Duke... I mean, a horse Duke is a huge pile of Duke, right?
So you've seen one of Hogan's matches.
I've seen horse Duke. Yeah, Hogan probably takes a pretty good-sized Duke himself.
It's like a rhinoceros times five.
All right, it's big flop, right?
Yeah,
yeah but
hippo, times five.
Times five for the dinosaur? Times 500.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, the hippo's 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
Dinosaur's got to be coming in at, 40 tons. And that is a Duke the size of a Winnebago, Drew.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Getting a visual.
Yeah. Close your eyes, everybody. They never talk about that.
Why not?
I'd like to talk about that. Yeah, I mean, you've just eaten a brontosaurus. You got to have a 2,000-pound Duke there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's get on the internet, figure out how big the brontosaurus was, Drew. How many pounds, all right? We'll get on that. Right. And then let's calculate the Duke. And then we'll do the math when we come back, right? All right.
I'm on it already.
Macho Man Randy Savage is here. I'm sure he has a laminated cheat sheet in his wallet that has all this information, but we're going to get it right off the internet. We'll be back with that calculation after this. Well, that's the show. Kelly Osbourne tomorrow night. Randy, Macho Man Savage tonight. Thank you for coming in, Randy.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me. Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure to see you. Be a Man, name of the CD. It is out. Go out and get it. It's a fine, fine effort. And Hulk, if you're listening, Randy's calling you a pussy.
Bring it on.
Wuss.
WrestleMania 20.
You
so
pansy.
Until next time, there's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Ooh, maybe.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.